Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Produce Buzzers Podcast. We are so happy you have joined us today, and I think you will be too after the show is over, because you will learn a lot about fresh fruits and vegetables, how to select and store them, how to prepare and cook them, and surprising facts about their history and origin. We hope it inspires you to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables, not only for your health, but also for your delight and pleasure as you explore their amazing world of taste and delicious flavors. Eating more of them will transform your life in so many positive ways. So settle back, relax, and get ready for another delicious adventure with the Produce Buzzers. Greetings and welcome to another delicious episode of the Produce Buzzers podcast. I'm Edwin Stepp, your host and executive editor of producebuzz.com. I'm joined once again by Teresa Nolan, the founder and president of Produce Buzz, along with Rick Stepp and Cynthia Benedetto, contributing editors to Produce Buzz. Now, Produce Buzzers podcast fans, we're going to have some fun this week. This week, we are going to have some more game show fun on the podcast and test our Produce Buzzers knowledge of different fruits and veggies. Stick around and play along. I'm sure you will find it entertaining. But first, a little bit of trivia and background to the game we'll be playing today. Interestingly, it has a connection to the city where our distinguished produce buzzer, Rick Stepp, lives, Duluth, Minnesota. Did you know, Rick, that in 1963, the TV producer and singer Merv Griffin came to Duluth to sing in the city's Christmas parade?
Yes.
You did know that. Okay.
Because he recorded a song that they use for our Christmas parade every year.
Very good. I was going to ask, do you know how they got him to do that?
TV stations probably works like that.
Well, tortured him. They told him they wouldn't let him leave.
Well, a local man in Duluth named Don Peterson wrote a Christmas song called Christmas City. And the organizers of the Christmas parade decided it should be featured in the parade. Peterson presented the song to a man named Bob Rich, who was the station manager for WDSM in Superior. Rich happened to be personal friends with Merv Griffin, and he asked him if he would come to Duluth and sing the song in the parade, and Griffin agreed to do it. Of course, at that time, he was not nearly as famous as he would become. Nevertheless, the people of Duluth were thrilled to have him, and ever since that Christmas in 1963, the song is featured in the Christmas City of the North Christmas Parade in Duluth. While he was in Duluth, he stayed with Bob Rich, who lived on London Road along the north shore of the Lake Superior. I'm sure Rick knows where that is. I guess it's still called London Road.
Yes, it is.
And he had a great time. Now, what has this got to do with our podcast today, other than a connection to Rick City and Merv Griffin? Well, Merv Griffin was the creator of the game show Jeopardy. He and his wife came up with that concept for the show on their plane ride home from that Christmas parade in Duluth that year. Griffin wrote about it years later. My wife, Julianne, just came up with the idea one day when we were in a plane bringing us back to New York City from Duluth. I was mulling over game show ideas when she noted that there had not been a successful question and answer quiz show game on the air since the quiz show scandals of the 1950s. I'm not going to go into that, but in the 1950s, a bunch of quiz shows got canceled because there was a lot of cheating going on. So he said, why not do a switch and give the answers to the contestant and let them come up with the question? She fired a couple of answers at me. 5,280. And the question, of course, was, how many feet in a mile? Another was, 79 Wistful Vista. That was Fibber and Molly McGee's address. I loved the idea, went straight to NBC with it, and they bought it without even looking at a pilot show. So wow. Today, Produce Buzzers fans and Produce Buzzers, we are going to play a version of Jeopardy, the Fruit and Veggie Jeopardy game. And our Produce Buzzers are going to compete with one another to see who knows the most about fruits and veggies. So that's an interesting little connection to Duluth. Rick knew that Merv Griffin was connected, but I bet he didn't know that he came up with the idea for the show on the way home.
No, I didn't. I did not. And I've never been to that parade. Even my own son was in the band marching in the parade, because it's always too cold for me to stand outside. I don't even like parades when the weather's nice.
Yeah, well, even Merv Griffin wrote later that he had a great time there, but he froze his tootsies off, he said. And it was so cold, he'd never been so cold in his life. So that's I guess it's pretty hard. He said the marching bands couldn't play because their instruments all froze up and the only thing you could hear was the drums.
have to be careful that the horns didn't stick to your mouth.
Right. I'm sure they would have.
I wonder if that's actually true, because they play every year and it's pretty cold.
Yeah, I don't know. maybe he exaggerated a bit, but he said he had on long underwear and he was still freezing. So he didn't tell us what the temperature was. But anyway, so now let's get into the fun. We're going to play Jeopardy, Fruit and Veggie Jeopardy with the Produce Buzzers. I think you all understand how Jeopardy is played, but I will review the rules just as a reminder. In just a minute, I will reveal the board. The board has six categories across the top with five answers below each category with the values of $100, $200, $300, $400, and $500. When it is your turn, you will select the category and the dollar amount you want to try for. At that point, the answer is revealed and the game is open to all three of you to supply the correct question for that answer. We don't have buzzers here, so you will have to shout out your name to buzz in. Whoever shouts out their name first gets the first try at the correct question, and your response must be in the form of a question. If not, you do not get credit, and the other contestants can guess the question. If you get it right, the dollar amount of the clue is added to your total score, but if you get it wrong, the dollar amount is subtracted from your score. Whoever gets the correct response gets to choose the next category and amount. And whoever has the highest total score when all the clues have been exhausted wins the game. Okay, then, let's take a look at the board. Okay, now.
Well done.
Yeah, do you see at those.
Pretty fancy.
All you can see are the tops of my head or what I'm wearing on my head.
Can you see your name?
Yes.
Okay, definitely. So I gave Rick the orange since he's done a lot of citrus. Teresa, you're broccoli.
Okay.
And Cynthia's a pineapple.
All right.
That's racist.
Exactly. At least I'm not the good fat avocado.
Cultural appropriation. Yes.
Exactly. No, wouldn't I be an Asian pear then?
Right. Okay, I'm going to let Teresa go first since she's our fearless leader. Teresa, do you see that? First of all, let's look at the categories. Fruit, all right. Fiesta, uh-huh. Veggie, Venturi, Berry, Bliss, Citrus, Spectacle, Tropical Treasures, and Veggie Impersonators.
Okay.
Those are the categories. Okay, Teresa, you have the first pick. Go ahead.
I have to choose Berry Bliss. I love that title. And I'm going to go for the big one, 500.
Oh, 500. Wow. Okay. Here's your
answer.
These tropical berries grow in palm trees that can reach over 60 feet in height and have more antioxidants than blueberries, strawberries, and cranberries.
Ooh. What are dates?
No, sorry. Rick or Cynthia? No? All right. What are acai berries is the correct question.
I would okay. never guess they grow in palm trees.
Okay. Yep. I didn't know that either until recently. So, and they get pretty high, 60 feet high, they say. Okay. Let's continue. Teresa, you're still up since no one else got the right answer.
Okay. I'll take a chance and go to Berry Bliss for 400.
All right. Okay. Here we go. According to Greek myth, this berry, which is actually a cluster of smaller berries, was originally white until a nymph named Ida pricked her finger on them and the plant, and her blood stained them red.
Me! What are raspberries?
Correct.
Yay.
Very good, Cynthia.
All right, I'm impressed. You are good.
Probably okay. Shocked, but I'll take impressed. Go ahead.
Okay, Cynthia, you get to choose a category and amount this time.
Veggie impersonators.
Four?
For 100.
100, okay. This green vegetable gets its name from its unique shape and can have more vitamin C than an orange.
Oh, shit. I have no idea.
Nobody's got it?
Gets its new
shape. All right, here we go. What is a bell?
These are hard, I tell you.
I'm saying.
Okay, Cynthia, keep going. Category in a minute.
I'm skipping. Okay, let's go to... God rest my mother's soul. Citrus spectacle for 100.
100, okay. This citrus fruit probably originated in India, but came from China to the West, hence its name.
Asian pear.
Nope.
Sorry, Mom.
Mandarin orange. Well, what is a mandarin orange?
Oh, that's right. We'll give it to you. What is a mandarin? I got to remember that. There's got to be questions as well. Okay, very good, Teresa. All right, so Teresa, you're up.
I got to dig out of this hole. Okay. All right, I'll go back to veggie impersonators for 500.
Oh, you're going for the big time. Okay, here we go.
I got to get out of this hole.
Very closely related to a cucumber, this is the state vegetable of Oklahoma.
Oh, what is zucchini?
What is a watermelon?
Yes.
What is a watermelon?
Teresa, what is a watermelon? Oh, my gosh.
Can we guess as well?
Cucumber.
Yeah, you can guess. You can.
Well, I know. You were right. We were supposed to go, me.
You're supposed to chime in, Rick.
We just got carried away with the emotion of it all.
Yeah.
Anybody can guess, even though the person is choosing the category and the amount, anybody can guess once the answer comes up. So,
okay.
So, Teresa, you're still up.
All right. Let's go to veggie impersonators for 400.
Oh, you like to go for the big things. This veggie from America was thought to be poisonous by Europeans for over 300 years. It wasn't eaten widely until the 1800s.
Rick.
Oh. Rick's up.
What is a tomato?
Right.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay.
Darn. Right.
So Rick beat you because he called his name out.
Right. I got to remember the protocol.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So now Rick gets to choose the category and amount.
Okay. I'll take fruit fiesta for 100.
Okay. This fruit can have over 200 seeds, but not where most fruits have them. And that is why its name is not quite
Teresa.
Teresa, what is your answer?
What is a strawberry?
That is right. Very good. You're back in the red and the black, back in the black now, not under. Yeah, that's right, Teresa. Strawberry. It's not technically a berry because its seeds are on the outside, but it has over 200 on the outside and can produce all kinds of varieties from those. Okay, so the score now is Rick is in the lead with 400. Cynthia is second with 300. And Teresa, not far behind, with 200. Okay, Teresa, what's your next category?
Let's go back to veggie impersonators for 300.
All right, here we go. All of these are actually fruits, but used mostly like veggies, and their name is a game.
A game. Ugh.
Bam, bam. I have to stop you on the timer.
Okay.
The answer is, what are squash?
Oh.
Okay.
Their name is a game. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Teresa, you're still up.
Okay. Let's get the last of the veggie impersonators for 200.
Okay, here we go. Not a veggie at all, but often used like one. These actually breathe oxygen and exhale CO2. Nobody's got a guess? All right. What are mushrooms?
Okay.
Of course, that makes sense. Yes.
Mushrooms are in between plants and animals. They're a totally different category than either, but they're usually most like vegetables. So they are, hence they're a veggie impersonator. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Teresa, another chance to choose.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to Barry Bliss again
for
300.
I knew you were going to go for the highest one. This berry grows wild in many parts of the world and is also known as a brambleberry, dewberry, or thimbleberry.
Me, what is a blackberry?
Cynthia, way to go. What is a blackberry? Very good. You've taken the lead. That's great. Okay, Cynthia, category and amount.
Ooh, how about, I don't know, do I stick my toe in the water with veggie venturi or tropical treasures? I'm going tropical treasures for 100.
All right. Okay. High in electrolytes and sugars, the juice from this tropical fruit was used in IVs during World War II in the Pacific when the normal saline solution was unavailable. Okay, Rick, what's your answer? What's your question?
What is coconut?
Correct. Yeah, they were stuck on those islands without enough of saline solution, so they used coconuts. But it wasn't a long-term solution because they couldn't survive on that for too long. Okay.
The first person that said, hey, inject some of that coconut water into me.
They probably mixed it with a bit of rum, too, I bet. Okay, Rick, your choice.
Okay, Fruit Fiesta for 200.
All right. Known as the king of fruits, this tropical fruit has a spiky exterior and a divisive smell.
Oh, I know it, but I...
Divisive smell?
Not a pleasant smell, let's put it that way.
What is a horn fruit?
No, sorry. Rick or Teresa, got 5 seconds.
Nope. I haven't got a guess.
I know the fruit, but I can't remember the name.
What is a durian?
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what the hell that is.
That's that stinky fruit.
And do you think I'd be eating stinky fruit?
No, but I figured you'd know it to stay away from it. Like you know other fruits that disgust you.
Yeah.
Okay. Rick, you're still up.
Okay. Fruit Fiesta for 300.
All right. The plant that grows this fruit is often mistaken for a tree, but it's technically an herb.
Oh. It's very quiet out there.
Did I make these too hard?
I was just saying, like, you know, and we're supposed to, you know, we're like lathering on how, like, we've had all this experience in the protozoans.
Well, most of these questions or answers have been on our shows before, but you know, I don't expect you to remember everything.
Our memory is not that good. We're getting very old.
Exactly.
All right. The time is up, so I'll show the answer. What is a banana?
Oh. Okay.
Yep. It grows pretty high. It's a pretty tall herb, so it does look like a tree, but it's technically not a tree. And interestingly, and perhaps ironically, a banana is botanically a berry because it has those seeds on the inside. So anyway, okay, here we go. Rick, you still have the choice.
Okay. Let's go with citrus spectacle for 200.
All right. A hybrid between a mandarin orange and a pomelo, this citrus fruit has a distinctive peak or red flesh.
Teresa.
Okay, Teresa, what's your answer? What's your question?
What is a grapefruit?
Hey, Teresa. Very good. That's right. Yep.
I knew that answer, but it's like I froze.
I did not. Shame my state.
Okay, Rick is back in the lead with 500. Teresa at 400 and Cynthia at 400, both tied for second place. Teresa, it's your turn now.
Okay, let's go to Fruit Fiesta for 400.
All righty. This fruit is known as a monkey peach in China, where it originated.
Teresa.
Okay.
What is a kiwi fruit?
Yes, what is a kiwi? Yeah. All right. Okay, Teresa.
All right, we might as well finish off the Fruit Fiesta for 500.
Okay, this exotic fruit has a purple exterior and a sweet and creamy interior. Its name might make you amorous. What fruits have amorous names? We had them recently sent to us from Robert.
What is pomegranate?
Now I'm getting clues. What did you say, Cynthia?
What is a pomegranate?
Oh, sorry,
it's
Cynthia.
It's not creamy. It's not.
What is a passion fruit?
I think I missed out on that shipment. I didn't get any passion fruit.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
I got some.
Me too.
I couldn't remember.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, Teresa, you're still up.
All right, let's go to Citrus Spectacle for 300.
Okay. This citrus fruit lent its name for a derogatory term for British sailors in the 19th century.
Me.
Yes. Cynthia?
What is a limey?
Well, not quite right.
Rick.
It's a lemon. What is a lemon? But it was but they called the British sailors limey.
Rick.
No, you're wrong, Cynthia.
I'm wrong?
Yeah. Ugh.
Rick.
Okay, Rick.
What is a lime?
Right. What is a lime? So I had
oh,
to.
It's
I couldn't.
Half right.
You said limey.
You said limey. I couldn't give that to you.
No, that's what they. That was a derogatory term for.
For the sailors, yeah. But it was not a lemon. It was
I said it wrong. Okay. But I was correct on the limey, so I think you should split half the money with me.
Right.
Well, Cynthia, there's no such fruit as a limey.
Yeah, but the derogatory name was not a lime.
You're right.
For the British soldiers.
Yeah, but the fruit lent its name for it. But anyway, they were gave the because the sailors got scurvy, which is caused by a lack of vitamin C. One of the physicians in the British Royal Navy came up with the idea to give them limes to eat on their trips. And that's why I think the term limey started in Australia, actually. The Australians called them limeys. So anyway, all right. So next clue, I think it's Rick's turn still.
Okay. Let's try Veggie Venturi for 200.
All right. Oh, 200. Sorry. Oh, okay.
That's okay. I'll go with 100.
All right. This ancient root vegetable didn't get its most common color until the 1400s. Before that, they were mostly white and yellow.
Rick.
Okay. What's your answer?
Oh.
Okay, Cynthia.
What is an onion?
Nope.
Okay, I gotta go, you guys. I'm like, yeah, this is like annoying me. Damn it!
And Rick also missed it. Teresa, do you have a guess?
Will I lose points if I guess wrong?
Yes, absolutely. You see mine?
Yeah. I'll pass.
All right, you don't lose points. So, what is a carrot? They did not.
Oh,
the Dutch were the first to create orange carrots in the 1400s. And before that, there may have been a few odd carrots that were orange, but most of them were white and yellow. So, okay.
This is harder than regular Jeopardy.
No shit.
Oh, man,
what is
Forrest
Gump?
I thought you guys would be all over these. So anyway, you've done some. All right. Okay. So Rick, did you have the last choice? I think you did, didn't you? So let's go, Rick.
Okay. Let's go with Barry Bliss for 100.
All right. Not grown commercially until the early 1900s, this berry is one of a very few foods that have that naturally have its color.
Rick.
Yes.
Blueberry.
Yes, correct. Very good. Yeah, they were not, it's amazing. They were only grew wild, and they originated in North America, and they only grew wild until the early 1900s. And a cranberry farmer in New Jersey was the first to domesticate them and make them commercially grown. So, okay. So, Rick, you had that one right. Next choice.
Okay, let's go with Tropical Treasures for 200.
All right. This tropical fruit can be regrown by planting its top in soil. Its name is a combination. Rick was just ahead of you. Okay, Rick. Let me finish the clue. This tropical fruit can be regrown by planting its top in soil. Its name is a combination of a specific tree and a specific fruit, but botanically, it is neither of these. Rick.
Pineapple.
Right. Very good.
He what? Didn't say what didn't is say a pineapple.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so I got to take that back. How much?
So you actually have to say what is.
Yeah, what is. Very good. Yes, glad you guys caught that. Now this is making this game a little more interesting. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Rick. And I should have let you guys answer. So I'm
yeah,
sorry.
But.
All right. Did either of you know that?
Yes. Both of us did.
So we should at least get 100 each.
Okay. I like that. Let's do that.
I don't know how our audience will feel about it.
Who cares? They're having fun just like we are.
This is the way my grandchildren play games. They make up the rules as they go.
Okay, here we go. I think it's still Rick.
Okay. Wait a minute. I didn't say what is, so I don't think it was.
No, you got but it wrong.
But I didn't let you guys chime in time, so
that's fine.
Okay. We'll let Cynthia go. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Let Cynthia.
I will take, Tropical Treasures for 300.
All right. Often referred to as the queen of fruits, this tropical berry has a soft, fragrant interior and spiky exterior.
Me.
Okay, Cynthia.
I'm scared. What's a dragon fruit?
No.
I really gotta go.
No, stick
what,
around.
What? Oh, sorry. Somebody's calling me now. I gotta go.
Okay, Teresa, Rick, any guesses? This is a tough one.
Oh goodness! It's probably something really weird.
Rick,
okay.
What is orangutan?
No, sorry. Close, but no.
I get those fruits mixed up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass.
All right. So the answer is, what is a mangosteen?
Oh, it's like Frankenstein.
Okay. Let's see who had the choice the last time. Was it
Cynthia? Cynthia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cynthia, go ahead.
I'll go for Barry Bliss for 200.
All right. These berries can bounce, and bouncing them is one of the tests for
Teresa.
Their quality.
Right.
Okay, Teresa. Oh, and they also float.
Yeah. What is a cranberry?
Yes, very good, Teresa. Teresa's running away with this game now.
Jim would have been very upset if you not got that.
That's right. They drop them down. They bounce them down like a ladder to see if they bounce. If they don't bounce, they're not good. They need that air inside, and that's the air inside makes them float and bounce. So
right.
So it's like God rests his soul. So it's like, you know, my mom, your late husband, like we're like bringing them all in from the universe. And I wish I could get my mom to give me some help.
All right, Teresa, you have catapulted way in the lead. You have 1,100. Rick is second with 300. And poor dear, poor Cynthia, she is at minus 700.
I know, shameful. I know, so pitiful.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. Let's keep going. I think it was, let's see, Teresa got it right, so it's her turn.
Okay, let's veggie for $400.
Also known as lady's fingers, this vegetable is closely related to cotton, which is fitting since it is a favorite veggie in the South. Okay, Rick, you called it.
What is okra?
That is right. Very good.
Very good, Rick. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, so Rick, you get to choose.
Veggie venturi for 500.
Wow.
This starchy tuber is a staple of many African and Caribbean dishes, but it is not a potato. Teresa.
What is a sweet potato?
Oh, me. I'm sorry.
Me. No. I got potato. Me.
Okay, Cynthia.
What is a yuca?
No, I'm sorry.
Rick,
what is a yam?
Right.
Oh, but it's not the same thing, huh? Okay.
That's why the clue I had in there, it is not a potato.
Okay.
So you wouldn't confuse it. Is
a sweet potato really a potato?
Remember, we've gotten a lot of different answers on that. Nobody can give me anything definitive.
Yeah. Mm. Well,
the Japanese yams that we got for Thanksgiving aren't really yams either.
This is mislabeling and advertising. I think that this is like a lawsuit.
Well, see now, the national, whatever, whoever controls the labeling of produce items, I guess it's the USDA, says that sweet potatoes have to be labeled sweet potatoes. They cannot be labeled yams because technically they're not a yam. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said it is not a potato.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's see. Who had the last choice? Was it Rick?
Yeah. Rick.
Okay. But yeah. Okay. All right. So Rick, we're down to our last few.
Citrus spectacle for 500.
Okay. This small tart citrus fruit can be eaten whole, peel, seeds, and all.
Me.
Cynthia.
What is a clementine?
Oh no, Cynthia.
I'm done. I'm out. This sucks.
Rick, okay, Rick.
What is a kumquat?
That's correct.
Oh, very good, Rick.
I'm happy very for you, good. Rick.
He is blowing us out of the water.
Yeah,
Cynthia.
Great.
I'm getting lucky.
Cynthia, I just want to know, when do you eat the clementine peels?
When you can't eat them.
Well, that's true. You could.
Thank you, Teresa.
But you wouldn't eat it whole. That's the difference. That way. Okay. Okay. Wow. The game has really turned around here. Rick, you're on fire. You lead with 1,700. Teresa is next with 600. And Cynthia, oh, my dear Cynthia, you're in the hole, minus 1,700. Come on, you can do better.
All right. See this hand gesture?
I actually can't see you because I'm looking at the board, but I can imagine what the hand gesture is. It probably looks like a kumquat in shape. Imagine. All right, so Rick, you got the answer correctly, so your turn.
Tropical treasures for 400.
This special variety of citrus is used to make an Italian liqueur with a name that sounds like a cross between a fruit and a musical instrument.
Me.
Cynthia.
What is limoncello?
Well, I'm going to let you get that right, but it's not the fruit you're referring to. You're referring to the drink. What is the fruit?
Whatever you make the limoncello with.
What do you think you make lemon? What citrus fruit would you make limoncello with? What is a
citrus? What is a lemon?
All right, Cynthia. Yay.
Wow, that was good.
Okay, Cynthia, you got it right. So next choice.
Not for nothing. I was in the whole 1700. Now I'm only in the whole 1300. You know, I could never be a really good gambler because the swing is too big. It's not good for me.
Right.
Okay. What is?
No. What is?
Or like, yeah. What is the? I don't even care. Just choose one for me. I give a shit.
Oh, come on. It's a big one. You only got four choices.
Yeah. What is Veggie Venturi for 300?
All right. This vegetable was hated by one recent U.S. president.
And Teresa!
I think Rick beat you just by a split second, Teresa.
Oh, I think it's because he's closer to you geographically.
That may be true. Sorry about that. Rick?
Broccoli.
That's correct.
That's
right. I blew it. No, I blew
Teresa,
it.
Can you imagine being kicked off of it?
Okay, you're wrong, Rick. You're wrong. Okay, what, Teresa.
What is broccoli?
Very good.
And who's W?
George H.W. Bush.
Oh, it's H.W.
Hated it.
Oh.
And Barack Obama said he loved it. So there we go. All right, Teresa, you got it right. So down to our last three answers.
Okay, so I'm going to take a big chance. I'm going with Tropical Treasures for $500.
Here we go. This tropical fruit has a green spiky exterior and a sweet white or red interior with black seeds. Cynthia, you should have
gotten this one. I'm going to try again. Me.
Okay. All right.
What is dragon fruit?
You got it right. Congratulations, Cynthia.
Okay, so I want to go back on all this shit I was wrong on.
Okay, final one. So we'll just open this. Nobody has to choose it. Here we go. Veggie Venturi for 200. This vegetable is loved by Catherine de' Medici of Florence, and that's why dishes featuring it are often called Florentine.
Teresa.
Okay. Teresa.
What is spinach?
Very good. Yay, Teresa. And the winner is Team Orange. Rick. That's Rick. Show scores. 1,400, 1,100 for Teresa and Cynthia. I'm sorry. Minus 800.
Sure are sorry.
But you get points for being so funny. So
yeah.
I'm going to give you 900 points.
Don't we have to do Final Jeopardy first?
Well, I didn't make Final Jeopardy, so we just didn't. I figured we'd only have time.
Here's my Final
to do
Jeopardy
one.
As I like leave this show.
Oh, well, yeah. That was a little rougher than I thought it would be.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm going to make up one for you, Edwin.
I would not do well, I don't think. But you I know did what? Try to choose. I did try to choose answers and questions about things that we've talked about on the show. But I know it's hard to remember all that and stuff. So
it was fun. We had a good time.
So good.
That was the most important part.
Yeah, that was a freaking poke in the eye fun.
Cynthia, you were doing really well. You were leading there for a long time. And then you took
like
a guess.
Two questions.
Well, one thing I learned is don't guess if you don't know.
That's right.
Well, I thought I knew dragon fruit like five times.
Next time I'll try to make them a little simpler. But you know, here's what I did. I'll tell you how I came up with it. So I asked AI, artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, to create six Jeopardy categories with all the answers being about different fruits and veggies. And it came up with all of the categories, except I came up with veggie impersonators, because all of these are either thought to be a veggie, but are really not for one reason or another. But the answers, the things that the ChatGPT came up were way too easy. So I thought, well, I got to make these a little harder because they were
I thought it was going to be very easy. I thought it was going to be like This fruit is orange
and round.
That's about what the Chat GPT came up with, if I remember right. The questions it came up with were just so easy. Like, you know, this berry is red and is used a lot on with shortcake.
That's a good one.
Then maybe I should have left it simple. That way, it would have come down to a contest of whoever was quickest.
Who's fastest, yeah.
So if we play it again, which Cynthia probably won't show up.
Who's the internet contacts you the first?
Right. That's true. Okay, that was a lot of fun, even with all the hiccups. I apologize for my gaffes that I made as I was putting this together and forgetting to demand that you answer in question format and all of those things. We'll get better at it. Hopefully we'll play again. But I'm not sure Cynthia wants to do that. But did you have fun? Was it fun?
Oh, that was a riot. Big fun. Can't wait to do it again.
Yeah. Okay, so we've played Wheel of Fortune. We played Jeopardy. What should we play next?
Match game. The match game.
Oh, okay.
That'd be harder.
That was my favorite show when I was in the third grade.
Yeah.
Is that the one John F. Kennedy got shot? I walked home from school from Avocado Elementary in Homestead, and I got home and Mom wasn't even there. I guess we must have gotten out early because of the president being shot, but I didn't know. I turned on the TV to watch the match game, and it was the coverage of the Kennedy assassination.
Wow.
I thought, what's going on here?
Call the station and say, where's my match game? Can you turn that all that other stuff off?
You think I care about?
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Yeah. Speaking of stations, is that WDSM still a station in your area?
Yes, it is.
And it is in Superior, right? That's what it said on the
I think their studio is in Duluth now.
Oh, okay. The time it was supposed
to be. But it used to be in Superior.
Yes, Duluth, Minnesota is right across the border from Superior, Wisconsin.
Yes, it is.
Maybe they moved the station west to a little warmer climate. Anyway, thanks for playing Jeopardy, and I do hope we can play it again. Cynthia, thank you for being such a great sport.
Oh, that was a riot. Big fun. Can't wait to do it again.
Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Produce Buzzers podcast, brought to you by Produce Buzz, a gathering place for lovers of fresh fruits and veggies. We hope you were entertained a bit and educated a lot about fresh produce. Be sure to join us next time, and please tell your friends to do so as well. Like, share, and comment on our Produce Buzz Facebook page. And check out our website at www.producebuzz.com. There you will find articles about fresh fruits and veggies, how to select, store, and prepare them, as well as lots of interesting facts about all the wonderful bounty the earth provides for us. Until next time, be fruitful, and don't forget to veg out.